Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brachas Daf Ayin Beis in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloch Aleph, starting a few lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Shloisha Shoch Lukachas Uvikesh Echod Meim Leilech Loi. Three people eating together, and one of them wants to leave. Tveiz Rav Armi Yevorech Brocha Rishoyno V'Yelech Loi. So he says, he has to do Brocha Rishoyno, and if he does Brocha Rishoyno, I mean he joins the Zimun until the end of the first Brocha, and then he can leave. Ezei bracha rishoyno. What is the first bracha? The Beis Rav Ami is Zubrikas Azimun. So the Yerushalmi is telling us that Beis Rav learned that the first bracha is the Raboisei Nevarech, the Zimun itself. The Zimun itself is called a bracha. No, the first bracha means Hazonas Hakol, the first bracha Brikas Amazin. He has to stay until that bracha. Ezei Yosheish is asked the question. Vamastiso pligo. Meaning we find a b'raisa that says otherwise. Well, how do we find a b'raisa? Because it says in the b'raisa, Shtayim shloisha chayovim b'rikas hamazon, harbo loy. Meaning when three people sing together and they don't know the entire b'rikas hamazon, each one could do one bracha. So you say, how much can you divide b'rikas hamazon? To three. You can't have one bracha divided into two people. So the minimum amount is three divisions in order to have at least each one saying one bracha. So says the Gemara, you see over here, they don't not say you can divide it to four. Mashri, you treat Birkas HaMazon that has only three brachas, not four brachas. Says the Gemara, in Tamer Birkas Zimun Rishayno, Nitni Arba. If you hold the Birkas Zimun is another bracha, you should say divide it to four. You have four people to divide it to the four brachas. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Tani Arba. We do find another brisa that says four, meaning it's a machlekes in the brisas. One brisa holds is three brachas, another brisa holds is four brachas. Ain't Tamar Zua Zonas Akoil Kasha. If you want to tell me that the first bracha is Zonas Akoil, so then how can the brisa say four? We have only three brachas. Zonas Akoil, Alor Tzalam Ozon, and Boi Yerushalayim. So where's the fourth? You have to say the fourth is the Zimun, like Rav said. Says the one, maybe you'll tell me, Ain't Tamar Zua Toive Ametiv. Maybe you'll say it's the fourth bracha is a Toive Ametiv, which is the fourth bracha that we have in Birkas HaMazon. Says the one, Leis Ad Yochil Shan Yohihi. You can't answer this thing. Why not? Says the Gemara that find base on base. Toma avuno mishenitnu arugi base lekvuro nikva atoiva ametiv. When the Romans allowed to bury the arugi base are the ones that rebelled against the Romans, the Roman killed them, and they didn't allow to bury them for a very long time. Once they allowed to bury them, then there was a special bracha atoiva ametiv. Why atoiva ametiv? Hatoiv shloy nisruchu. They didn't stink. The bodies stayed intact. The Ametiv should need to look for. The Ametiv is that they were able to bury them. So meaning it's not one of the main brachas of Birkas HaMazon, which is the Raiso. It's a takana, a later takana. So if the Raiso tells you have four brachas, you see from here, one bracha is the Zimun. Says the Gemara, Ma'avchuno, you could explain that Tipotek Rabbi Shmuel. You can explain like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, Omar, Toi Ametiv Dvai Toiro. He holds Toi Ametiv is Min HaToiro. So the four brachas include Toiv Ametiv, and there's no Rai over here. This brisa holds the Birkas HaZimun as one bracha. Tichtiv Ochalto V'Sovato V'Achto, Zu Birkas HaZimun. That's one bracha Birkas HaZimun, that's what this brisa holds. Eiz Hashem Elokecho Zeh Hazan HaZakoy. Al Oretz Zu Birkas HaOretz. HaToivo Zeh Bon Yerushalayim. V'chen Oim Me'ar HaToivo Zeh V'Alavono. When it says the word Toivo, it refers to Yerushalayim. And then Hashem Osan Lach Zeh Toiv Ametiv. So Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that all the brachas are mentioned in the Torah. He includes Birkas HaZimun. But it could be this bride that says four brachas agrees with Rabbi Shmuel regarding a Toiv HaMeitiv, but now regarding Birkas HaZimun. Says the Gemara, Kosu b'toiro, when a person is reading the Torah, bracha lefaneo, it says you have to do a bracha before. They ain't kosu b'toiro, bracha l'achareo. But it doesn't say when you finish reading the Torah, you have to say a bracha after. Machtiv bo lefaneo, where it says that you have to do a bracha before. When I'll say the name of Hashem, we know, says the Charedim, the entire Torah is the names of Hashem. So when you say the name of Hashem, you should say a bracha before to praise Hashem. Because of it says in the Torah, it doesn't say to do a bracha before. What's the bracha have to say after? Clear pasuk, you have to say a bracha after you eat. How do you know the same Birkas HaTorah you have to say before, you have to say also after? And the same Birkas HaMazon you have to say after the meal, you have to say also before the meal. Rabbi Shmuel Marachmani Bishir Rav Yehoni Son Ask Yo Shem Shem L'Gzer Shova. There's Gzer Shova Shem Shem. What's Gzer Shova? So most of the Mefarshim learned that Gzer Shova is the name of Hashem. It says Kishem Hashem Ekra, and it says Uvirachto Es Hashem Elokecho. Hashem Hashem Gzer Shova. The Charedim doesn't want to say that because the Charedim learned that you don't have Gzer Shova the name of Hashem. So he comes to say that the word Shem and Shem come together. He brings different psukim for that. So it says the Gemara, Mal Shem Shirim Arba Toira Brocha Lefanov. Then because the Toira have to say Brocha before. Av Shem Shamur B'Mazon. Also the name it says in Birkas Amazon, Brocha Lefanov. Not only have to say Birkas Amazon, you have to say a Brocha before. This is the source, according to this Banda Amar, you have to say a Brocha before the meal. Umar Shem Shirim Arba Mazon Brocha Lacharov. The same way Birkas Amazon, it says Shem, the name of Hashem. And you have to do Birkas Amazon. Hashem Shiva B'Toyu L'Achoreya Yilun Gzir Shava, also because of Toyu, you have to say a bracha after you read the Toyu. Ad Katoin Ki Rabbi Akiva. That works like Rabbi Akiva. Kabi Shmuel, there's a different shot. Rabbi Yechim Shabbi Shmuel Kavachoyim, Yilun Kavachoyim. Uma Imozon Shein Ton Bracha Lefonov. Ton Bracha L'Achoreya, because of Mazen, you don't have to have a bracha before. You have to have a bracha after. Toyu Shitun Bracha Lefonov. Toyu, you do have to say a bracha before. Einu Din Shitun Tun Bracha L'Achoreya, so of course you have a bracha after. Ad kedun toyu, that's toyu. We have a source. What about mazon? We say the opposite of kavuchim. Main toyu shein a tuna bracha l'achoreya. Toyu doesn't need bracha after. Tuna bracha l'achoreya doesn't need bracha before. Mazon shetone bracha l'achoreya. Because of mazon, you have to say bracha after. Ein udin shetone bracha l'fonav. So of course, you have to have a bracha before. And the simple understanding is, if I have two kavuchim, is one to this and one to this, and how do you know which one to exclude? Therefore, we learn both. Ravitzu be amnoso, and they bring other sources. Ravitzu go amar ki hu yivorech hazevach ve'achakach yoichlu akruim. The pasuk says he does a bracha and then they ate. That's the source. They did a bracha before. Amnoso amar ve'avatem es Hashem elokechem uveirach es lachmecho ve'esmeimecho. Simple understanding the pasuk is that you will worship Hashem and He will bless your bread and water. But the more doubt should be masai you koru lachmecho ve'esmeimecho. When it's your bread and water that you could drink it. Before you ate, it's called bread and water. And you dash it, as Reb Chaim brings over here, not ubeirach eslach b'chol, that Kishbuch will bench your food, but ubareich eslach b'chol. That's an order you need to do a bracha. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says another source. Ma'im b'shol shocha v'saveh. Person ate, and he's saturated, he's full. Tzorek levarach, he needs to say a bracha to sit to thank Hashem. So when a person is hungry and he needs the food, of course he has to say a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him food. Ad kedoin mazon. These sources teach about Birkas Hamazon. What about Toyo? What's the source for Gabi Toyo? Says the Gemara, Ma'am, Daf Ayin Gimel Mudalef. Ma'im mazon she'inu el chayei shoh. Mazon, which is only food for this world, for a temporary life. Ton bracha lefonav la'achor. You have to have a bracha before and after, based on the sources we had before. Toiro shichai ad toiro, which is the eternal life, the nitzchias life. Lo koshkets, of course, you have to do a bracha. So merely what we have, and we know already, a pasuk tells you have to do a bracha before. Here is the source: you do a bracha after. If for food you do a bracha before and after, so of course toiro you should do a bracha not only before, but also after you read the toiro. With this we conclude Yerushalmi brachas daf ayin beis.